say today is the 14th of October, 1970. It's Paul Cummings talking to Carl Frag in your house studio.
Right.
In New York City. Well, why don't we start at the beginning, and could you tell me something about your family? You were born in Germany.
Yes.
1912.
I'm born in Karlsruhe, which is a town in southern Germany, mm-hmm. near the Rhine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the capital of a state, a German state, of Baden.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was a lawyer there.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was born in New York. And
oh, really?
She traveled and met my father, and they fell in love, and they got married. And I'm the youngest of four sons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
So you have a New York background.
I have a New York background. I have quite a few relatives
mm-hmm.
For my mother's family living in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, but you grew up there, though, didn't you? You went to school.
I went to school in Karlsruhe. I went mm-hmm. first to what one calls elementary school, mm-hmm. and then I went on to a school which is called Gymnasium, that's right. where you study until you're about 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is usually considered to be like high school and 2 years of college here. For mm-hmm. instance, you get the credit of high school and 2 years college mm-hmm. for the amount of schooling that I had
mm-hmm.
until you were 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
well, what was it like growing up? Because you were what, four children, you said?
Four, yes.
There were four and you were the youngest.
I was the youngest.
The
all
boys
sons.
And girls? All
no,
boys.
All boys,
yeah. Oh boy. well, was your family interested in art or music? Or
yes, there was definitely an interest in art, and my father had a great interest for literature.
Mm-hmm.
And also there was a considerable interest for music.
Mm-hmm.
My mother played the piano, I think, beyond the average
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well. And a family of a certain kind in social standing in mm-hmm. Germany usually had a great interest for going into museums, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and Sundays or on certain occasions
mm-hmm.
there were mm-hmm. kind of pilgrimages
mm-hmm.
made to
mm-hmm.
the museum, which is a rather fine museum, the Karlsruhe mm-hmm. Museum, which owns one of the most famous Grunewalds,
mm-hmm.
actually,
mm-hmm.
one of the very famous crucifixion
mm-hmm.
is owned by the museum. And also there's an art school, a rather famous art school in Karlsruhe,
mm-hmm.
Akademie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was always drawing, practically from
mm-hmm.
very early childhood
yeah, yeah.
on, I was sitting underneath the table while my parents
mm-hmm.
were still at some meal
mm-hmm.
and I scribbled mm-hmm. as a little boy, and
mm-hmm.
this was considered to be very lovely and kind of charming in a little boy.
Were there pictures at home?
There were paintings at home, not very important paintings, but
mm-hmm.
Also some of them painted by the local
mm-hmm.
Celebrities who were professors at the
mm-hmm.
academy there.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. There was, of course, a kind of cult with Hans Thoma. I don't
mm-hmm.
know whether you know who
I've
that
heard
is.
The name, but
it
yeah.
is a, it is a an artist who is connected with this region of Germany
mm-hmm.
and who was born not far from Karlsruhe.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that played a very great role in my life was the very close contact with nature from
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
early boyhood, because not only was the Black Forest so close,
mm-hmm.
where we spent many Sundays and where I later on went on excursions with my friends,
mm-hmm.
But also there was a big wood
mm-hmm.
adjoining Karlsruhe.
Ah,
the Hartwald,
yeah.
Where one went bicycle riding
mm-hmm.
first